Hey, Chevra. It's Rav Davidel. As I sit here recording this, I'm on the right, the rooftop overlooking Har Bayis, thinking about all of you. And it could be that as you listen to this, you're already sitting by the candles of Chanukah, or maybe it's shortly before that, you're preparing the wicks. Or maybe it's still a few days before, but it's certainly 30 days before the Chag as I sit here recording this. And that means that it's time to try to get ourselves in the headspace of Chanukah. One of the major themes of Chanukah is our relationship with the Torah Shebaal Peh. Whether it's the war that takes place between Greek wisdom and received wisdom that is the oral tradition of the Jewish people, or it's the fact that Chanukah in and of itself is one of two major rabbinic holidays that's not found in the Torah. As our sages point out, the whole reason that we say Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvosa V'tzivanu on a mitzvah which is Midrabanan is because we have an oral tradition, and part of that oral tradition is nested within the written tradition, where we're told that everything that our sages tell us to do, Lo Sasur Yaminu Smol Sha'al Avicha V'yageidcha Zekenecha V'yomrlach, ask your fathers and your elders, and they'll tell you how to proceed, how to operate. On a deeper level, this relationship with the Torah Shebaal Peh is rooted in a actually greater theme of Chanukah, which is the theme of Jewish unity. Rav Huttner pointed out already that it's unique and somewhat strange that specifically by Chanukah we find the concept of misyavnim, Jews who are mityavnim, who are making themselves in the hitpael to make oneself Yivani, to make oneself Greek in culture. We don't find such a thing by other holidays. In fact, by Purim, the other rabbinic holiday, we find misyahadim, that the nations of the world dress themselves up to assume the identity of the Jews, of the Yehudim. But to have a Yom Tov where there is some sort of pirud, some sort of disruption in the regular unity of the Jewish people, so that we have those who are part of the Jewish people and those who are misyavnim, those who are seeking to split themselves from the Jewish people. This is something which is unique to the Yom Tov of Chanukah, as Rav Huttner pointed out. And there are a number of areas where we see the theme of unity being highlighted in Chanukah, and I just want to touch on one of them right now. You know, every year I try to delve deeper into the words of the Rambam, where the Rambam, normally a halachist, which of course is what we spend our days here in yeshiva studying the halachas of the Rambam, in preparation for Yom Tov, every once in a while the Rambam throws in something which seems a little bit more poetic than usual. And so one of the famous lines of the Rambam, where the Rambam waxes poetic, is where the Rambam discusses the nature of the mitzvah to light the candles of Chanukah. And there, definitely in a halachic context, the Rambam writes that a person must sell every article of clothing, even the shirt off their back, in order to buy the nears of Chanukah. That, of course, is a halacha. But the reason the Rambam says that we have to do that is because the mitzvah of hadlakas nears Chanukah, of lighting the nears Chanukah, is chaviva hi ad ma'od. It is exceedingly chaviv. It is exceedingly beloved to the Jewish people. Ad ma'od. And so year in and year out, I try and I daven and I ask Hashem to help me to be able to understand why it is that the Rambam writes that the mitzvah of Neres Chanukah is chaviva hi ad ma'od. There are so many mitzvahs in the Torah. Mitzvah shofar is, of course, when we coronate the Melech Malchem Lachem, we coronate the king. There are so many mitzvahs that a Jewish person does, Shema Yisrael every single day, Tzedakah, Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. There are many mitzvahs that a person throughout their life performs. And yet, about none of them, with the exception of the Neiros of Chanukah, does the Rambam describe them as being Chaviva hi ad ma'od. And so one possible explanation, certainly not the original interpretation of the Rambam, but as we know from Rav Chaim Brisker and many other thinkers, the Rambam's words are kvar nitnali darish. They're already given over to the Jewish people to darshan. They're written with Ruach HaKodesh, and we have the ability to even see things in the Rambam that he himself did not anticipate us seeing. And so the Rambam says that the mitzvah of Hanukkah is Chaviva Hi Ad Mod. I'd like to suggest the following very, very briefly. Rav Tzaddik HaKohen of Lublin says that the first time we find the word in the Torah is the headquarters of that word, and therefore we can identify what that word actually means and how it should be used throughout all of scripture and rabbinic literature. So that if we isolate the first time that the word ma'od is used in the Torah, we'll be able to superimpose that, lay that on top of the Rambam's Chaviv Hi Ad Ma'od, and perhaps to gain insight. Of course, the first time that we find the word ma'od is after the creation of man on day 6 in the story of the 7 days of creation, where Hashem looks after having created everything from day 1 until the end of day 6, creating man. Hashem looks at the entire gamut of everything that He's created and sees that it's Tov Ma'od, that the creation that Hashem has created, as opposed to the other days where it says that Hashem saw that it was good, on the 6th day of creation Hashem says that it's Tov Ma'od, it's very good. And the Kli Yakar explains this Tov Ma'od in the following way. If Tov means that something is good, perhaps one could say that macaroni, pasta, is good for those who are not allergic to gluten. Pasta is good. And I could say, I don't know, for those who have a sweet tooth, I could say that Rav Moshe's organic lollipops are good. Are pasta and organic lollipops together good? Well, we wouldn't say that's necessarily something that goes together. The word very good implies that these things work together. That's the idea of, in other words, the Kli Yakar is explaining that when Hashem looked at the entire gamut of creation, He looked at light and darkness and heaven and earth and dry land and seas and fish and birds and animals and man, and He looked at all the different disparate creations. He saw that they worked well not only individually but together. And therefore we would say that they're Tov Ma'od. They work together and they're Tov Ma'od. The Kli Yakar therefore says that the word Ma'od means a certain ability for all the things that are Tov to work together. And so this is perhaps what the Rambam is saying, that the Neiros of Chanukah are Chaviva Hi Ad Ma'od. That the Neiros of Chanukah, which speak to the fact that the Jewish people are the ones who bear the torch of the Torah Sheba'al Peh. Pnei Yehoshua very famously writes that the miracle of the candles continuing to burn throughout the Nes of Chanukah was, if nothing else, was an attempt to quiet down the Yevonim who claimed that after the Chet HaEgel, we lost a special relationship with Hashem, where we were entitled as the Jewish people to individually interpret the Torah using the Yud Gimel Midos Shatorah Nedreshes Behen. And some people will say that a certain pasuk leads to a conclusion that something is usser, and something is mutter, and something is kasher, and something is pasul, and something is tahor, and something is tameh. As the Gemara in Chagiga says, kulam nitna meroa echad, each of them was given from one shepherd, el echad nitna, Hashem, one God, gave it to them, parnes echad, one parnes of the tzibur, they all came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, both the kasher and the pasul, the tameh and the tahor, the usser and the mutter. And so the Neiros of Chanukah, which testify to this miracle that Hashem forgave the Jewish people and that we have the ability to analyze the text of the Torah Shebichsav and come to our conclusions about Torah Shebaal Peh, and to pass on the received wisdom of Halachos L'Moshe Misinai in a faithful manner with an assurance that we are not corrupting this Torah Shebaal Peh tradition, all of that is an attempt to say that the Neiros of Chanukah, which testify to this reality, are Chavivahi Ad Ma'od. The Neiros of Chanukah, which say that the Jewish people have this special relationship with Torah Shebaal Peh, are Chaviv Hi Ad Ma'od, because Ma'od means they allow things which paradoxically seem to not work together to work together. The Greeks were terrified of things that didn't fit neatly into their own understanding, into their own logic. Whereas the Jewish people understand that the Torah was given to the entirety of the Jewish people, and that there are certain elements of machlokas within the Torah which are embedded in the Torah for the sake of Lahagdil Torah La'adira, for the sake of increasing the beauty and the splendor of the Torah, the breadth and the depth of the Torah. May Hashem help us that as we sit together with our candles this Chanukah, we meditate on the chavivos of those candles, which are chavivahi ad ma'od, which allow us to enter into that space of ma'od, which means for things to work well together. May we anticipate the coming of the redemption where Mashiach will be able to look at every single one of us and see our unique Nakuda Tova, our unique spark of good, which we can add to the Jewish people. And may we collect all of those sparks together so that they could be Ner Echad Lahad Lekner Chanukah. We'll see you guys soon.